A woman almost 75 years of age would be quite traumatized, quite distressed, and upset about it. 2:30 this morning, she heard a bang and subsequently found out that her son's van that would normally park at the side of her home, somebody smashed the windscreen and threw the vice into it, which exploded. Not a huge amount of damage, as one would imagine, an explosion. They said there was no damage to the home, but it's the worry and the stress and the terror that brings to a family home. And how dare any paramilitary think, because of allegations regarding an extended family member of this lady, that they're going to take it out on her and bring this terror to the streets of Hazelbank and Derry. It's awful what has happened.
Has any organisation claimed responsibility for the attack?
No, but we have a fair idea. As one of the existing paramilitary groups in the city, who are refusing to give up, and you know, your initial point, people will be hearing of this today, hearing with alarm that there are people in our community that are peace wreckers. People don't want them. This is absolutely incredibly wrong. And the people of the city and the people living in that community were saying, how dare they do this in their name? Because this is no response to any antisocial behaviour by involving and creating more violence and bringing a bondage from this home. It's wrong. People will call it as it is, and it's time for these people to wise up and come off the stage and let us get on with life and trying to create an environment today of a more positive and a constructive nature.